Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk as we get into our Bet 365 triple option feature. Guys, I'm going to lead things off with some racing news. Fox Sports announcing a star-studded Indy 500. It's going to include Tony Stewart, Danica Patrick. No surprises there, but Tom Brady they're going to bring into the mix. The GOAT of football is now going to get into car racing. I'm interested to see what Tom's analysis is going to be for the Indianapolis 500. There's also going to be former New England Patriots teammate Rob Gronkowski, also with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then you got Fox NFL Sunday analyst Michael Strahan in the mix. So Fox
Why?
The Indy 500 for the first time this year, I feel like they're pulling out all the stops to try and get attention for it.
This feels like when the NCAA tournament starts and suddenly I have to hear Charles Barkley's take on the zone defense. Like, okay, well, I guess we could do this. But sure, cool.
Yeah, and Fox has already seen modest success with the property utilizing star power on its payroll. Should only further help those results. Jeff, you are next up in our triple option.
Oh, I am. And tonight, we got one basketball game, and it is the Celtics trying to make Knicks fans cry. Because I think every Knicks fan and their mother is like, we are just waiting to find out the date that we start the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in, like, ever. It feels like they haven't been there forever. But
I feel like there's a little tension there.
If all the pressure's on the Knicks. And if they lose this game, like, this is the type of game that, you know, gets you fired as a head coach, right? Because Tom Thibodeau is not going to recover from this. But either way, so 3-1 series deficits. Now, the NBA is the only major sport where no team has ever come back from 3-0 down. Now, the Celtics should have, because a couple years ago they were down 3-0 to the Heat, came all the way back to force a game 7. Jason Tatum sprained his ankle in the first 5 minutes of that game, and, you know, like, they would have won that game. Anyway, it has happened 13 times that a team has come all the way back from 3-1 down and won the series. Another 23 times the team came back and forced it to Game 7 and then lost, which is not surprising because typically if you're down 3-1, it's because you're probably not the better team, or you're, in most cases, it's probably the higher-seeded team that's ahead. In this case, Game 7 would be in Boston, so the Knicks really have to win it here. Either way, the interesting thing is it's only happened 13 times in NBA history, but the last two times it happened, or the last 2 years it happened twice in that same playoff run, because in 2016, the Warriors came back from 3-1 down against the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. Then the Cavs came back from 3-1 down in the NBA Finals. So he kind of flipped it on him. And then in 2020, the Nuggets did it twice in one playoff run. They came back from 3-1 down against the Jazz, and then they came back from 3-1 down against the Clippers. So all I'm saying is if the Celtics pull it off, expect it to happen again before the playoffs are over.
You can have dual screen action tonight between LSU baseball and the Knicks game?
Sure. I'm going to be paying more attention to the Celtics game. I'm sorry. The South Carolina is not going to draw my eyeballs over an elimination game in the NBA playoffs.
Well,
sorry.
Charlie, I know what you'll be watching tonight.
Yeah, I'll be tuned in. I'll be driving to Lafayette tonight, so I'll be listening to the broadcast this evening.
My stat of the day, guys, LSU was 27-0 this year when leading after eight innings. That's how good some of their top-end bullpen arms have been so far this year, with Zach Cowan and Casey Nevins kind of specifically. Now they're 27-1. Last night's game, giving up two runs in the ninth inning, a walk-off wild pitch for South Carolina, winning their sixth SEC game of the season. And if you're LSU, as we talked with Koki Riley earlier on in the show, guys, at about 4:40, there's no reason you lose this series to this bad team. South Carolina has been getting drubbed by opponents, specifically Florida and Auburn the last two weekends. You got to win this weekend series. There's no if, and, or buts about it, because the 19-win mark is the real magic number to feel safe about a top-8 national seed. And as Koki had kind of mentioned earlier on, this team's, I don't really understand it. Like, I would be interested to look up the stats about Ethan Frye's home and away splits, because I think that's one example, but like Jake Brown's another one. He hits really well at the box.
Steven Milam
has been kind of, he hasn't made the jump that we were anticipating him, Steve, in all honesty. So, but the team just literally does hit better at home. It's a very strange phenomenon that they're going up against. In this instance, South Carolina is a bad pitching staff.
That's what I was going to go to. You better see this offense pick it up.
Even going against, you know, their quote-unquote best arms, as Koki kind of mentioned, Crawford's a bullpen guy. He pitched like a career high in innings. And I know that LSU's had their issues against lefties throughout the season. Maybe it's a little bit unfair because they faced so many lefties. Brandon Stone had like a 6 ERA, and he came out and he was really, really good out of the bullpen for them. So if you're LSU, it's put up or shut up time. You got to take this weekend series. Win the next two games. You have the gigantic pitching advantage, as Koki had kind of mentioned, with Cade Anderson on the mat tonight. We'll see how long he actually ends up going. That's kind of my big question mark. If LSU comes out and they light up McCoy, who's the South Carolina starter this evening, he's got like a 6.5 ERA. If they light him up and they get out to an early 8-2 or 8-1 type of lead, then I think you'll see them be very patient with Cade and maybe take him out kind of early and go to the bullpen, you know, maybe in the fifth inning or something like that. We'll just kind of have to see how it plays out. But LSU's offense needs to do their part of the job. I know they had 11 hits last night. It did not feel like they had 11 hits last night. They just weren't. The base running issues were palpable. Two really bad plays at third base with Derek Curiel and Michael Braswell. Just Braswell a bad slide and Curiel just a non-slide. And they're both called out on the base paths. You can't have that. It's silly mistakes like that that keep a bad team like South Carolina in a game. You got to win the next two games. That's all I got to say. If you pick up games 2 and 3 with your best two pitchers on the mound, you're going to have that top 8 national seed locked up. Don't have to worry about anything in Hoover next week because it's already going to be done. But you got to do it. You got to go out and take these next two games against South Carolina.
There were those two issues too for the LSU in the outfield last night as well. Just a series of unfortunate events.
And, you know, for what it's worth, if we're going to criticize, we also got to praise, because there were some good defensive plays last night. Steven Milam made a couple good plays at shortstop. Josh Pearson had a great double play in right field.
The Bear.
I mean, exactly. In the ninth inning, Jared Jones makes a great play at first base, but there were way too many mental mistakes that we don't see very often from this Jay Johnson coach team.
Did you get to see the camera going to Paul Maneri when Bear Jones made that catch? It was probably
more reminiscent for a lot of South Carolina fans about what had happened earlier in the year, where they lost a lot of really close, highly competitive, hard-fought games early on in the season. And that really kind of tanked their year within the first couple weeks of SEC play. But then more recently, Steve, we've kind of reviewed some of the numbers that they've been giving up. They've been getting killed. And for LSU to drop game one that they had control of for literally the entire game, it's not a good look. But at the same time, you have your two reliable pitchers on the mound the next two games. If the offense can wake up and pick up these two wins, I think you'll be feeling really, really good heading into next week.
We'll be having that game for you coming up soon, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk and come back and wrap things up, getting you ready for LSU baseball. Stay tuned here on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back here on Friday edition of Sports Talk, wrapping things up and having our final word on Friday. Buckle up, folks. We're going to go to James on the line. Want to talk about Chris Olave. What you got today, James?
Okay, so it's really four real quick things. I know we be pressed for time. Yeah, I would trade for Olave for a second, and like Charlie said, second and a fourth, whatever. He's not really worth the headache. Pardon the expression there, but four really quick things.
Yeah,
Peoples Jones. I think he's an outstanding selection as a free agent. He's got the talent to make the team. His thing is dealing with overcoming, you know, sobriety. 2 years clean. That this is the wrong city. Really, I mean, it's a hard city. Not
right.
The city. He can't overcome that. And I'm playing for him. The free agent quarterback.
Deckers.
I think he's probably more talented than the Mitchell guy,
Jay Kaner,
not Rattler, but yeah, definitely. But here's the thing: he's a tick slower, meaning he runs a 4.65. Now, come on, he's a left hander. I would like to see him on the field as a backup. One other thing: I don't know if you guys were here. Or two other things, actually. I don't know if you guys were here. Doing the NOLA game with the Rams or whatever, but we're moving in the age. These young players right now, the same age as my son, all they know is computers. We're in the age of robotics and AI. If that happened right now, I think the NFL needs to really consider moving in that direction instead of having referees and stuff like that. You know, let's get these. Get this AI stuff.
You want refs? You want AI to officiate the game? I don't know about that. I think let's see if they can call balls and strikes. How about that? If we can get the robots to call balls and strikes, then maybe we can have them call pass interference. I don't know, but there was a lot there. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think the Steelers want to kick the tires on Chris Olave because they feel like, hey, we can get a really good deal on Chris Olave right now.
Yeah.
And that's the exact reason I don't think he gets traded, because the Saints aren't just interested in just moving on from him.
Right. He's not dead weight here.
Right. Like, I think the Saints really like Chris Olave, and it's just a matter of keeping him healthy on the field. Now, if you don't think that's possible, maybe, but I don't think they're gonna like, I hate talking about players as if they're stocks, but like, you don't sell a stock at its lowest point. You know, you wait. You see if it bounces back, and if it doesn't,
unless you're desperate, and
yeah,
that's not the case
right.
with Olave.
You're not
trying to just get rid of him.
He's on a rookie deal,
right?
You know, maybe next year again. Maybe next year prior to that fifth year option, because that fifth year option is going to hit at like $20 million. But right now, it just doesn't make sense. As far as Deckers, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think he's a practice squad guy. I think he's a guy that you brought in because you're interested in trying to develop him. We'll see if Hayner, you know, I don't think, like Kellen Moore said, hey, it's going to be a three-way quarterback competition. I don't know how you manage a three-way quarterback competition. There's just not that many reps.
I'm just curious if they're still bringing in a veteran quarterback, because then I would think Jake Hayner's job security here is in danger.
Yeah, I think if you were cutting anybody, it would probably be Jake, right? If you signed a veteran and you needed to cut one of these quarterbacks, because
right.
carrying five quarterbacks is, I don't know, just don't do it. But yeah, I would guess it would be Jake.
Coming up with organized team activities starting next week for the Black and Gold. We'll have that all covered for you. Monday on the show, we'll be getting into what the Black and Gold roster still needs to address. People talking about receiver, O-line, cornerback. We'll get into all that. Plus, previewing the SEC baseball tournament, along with a look at the NBA playoffs. And college football right around the corner. Is LSU a top 10 team? Coming up, LSU baseball game two against South Carolina. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch right here on WWL.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.